Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Rice, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Keek Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Fram Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Hod Real Estate, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gotti's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Services, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, La Roche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&A Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Hey!
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Jimmy Blue Strader Field, part of the Sealy Little League Complex, where we continue with our Washington County Little League All-Stars coverage here on KWHI. Doug Brown with you here. So glad you could be a part of it with us. And Washington County Green Team trying to bounce back after a tough loss yesterday afternoon to Columbus. 12-11 was the final score there. And so Washington County in the loser's bracket now. They're taking on Rice here tonight, and we've got one, possibly two. If Washington County wins this first game, then they will play the let me backtrack here. Washington County is playing Rice right now, and on the other field is Belleville and Sealy, and the winners of those two games will meet at 7:30. So we've got one for sure, possibly two later on if Washington County can get the win here tonight. And then in the other game tonight, it's going to be Weimer taking on Columbus. And they're already doing the coaches meeting with the umpires here. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duck Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we welcome you back out here to Jimmy Blue Schrader Field in Sealy, where we're getting ready for the start of our 7-year-old district-only All-Stars coverage here tonight.
Welcome to the third day of bracket play for this Sealy 7D tournament. Thank you for being here. I think the boys have had a good time so far. Again, just a reminder, please be respectful to each other's teams, and for sure the kids. We know they're all having a good time getting to play baseball. Let's cheer them on and make sure they're doing the best they can, and the coaches are going to coach their hardest, and the umpires are going to do their best to get in the position to make the right calls. Today's game is the visiting team is Rice, and the home team is Washington County. We'll introduce the teams and play the national anthem. From your visiting team, from Rice, number one, Thomas. Number two, Jack. Number three, Joseph. Number four, James. Number five, Newt. Number six, Stetson. Number seven, Brax. Number eight, Jalen. Number nine, Elijah. Number 10, Sean. And number 11, Mauricio. And the lineup for your home team from Washington County is number one, Doyle. Number two, Noah. Number four, Merlin. Number five, Payson. Number seven, Lincoln. Number eight, Emery. Number 10, Jax. Number 12, Will. Number 23, Henry. Number 24, Ridge. And number 30, Reed.
right, there's our national anthem. We'll be back with the first pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, back we go here, and we are ready to get this one underway. Washington County in the field. They'll be the home team tonight, and Rice, the visitors. And when I where'd the umpires go? They were just here. Oh, there's one. Okay. Yeah, so I think there was a little confusion. Yeah, they're waiting on one of the umpires. In the meantime, let's place the fielders for Washington County. Playing the position of pitcher this evening will be Lincoln Branham. Doing the catching will be Jack Skeeker, right side of the infield. Ridge Russell at first, Reed Windham at second. Left side will be Will Dreyer at short, Henry Davis at third. Into the outfield. Now, in case you haven't followed the little, the 7-year-old tournaments, they do have 4 outfielders, for this level. And you've got, in left field, Noah O'Brien. Left center is Kaysen Davis. Right center is Doyle Williams. And then in right field tonight will be Merlin Dupree. Yeah, now there's the second umpire, so now we're ready to go. Got a warm night tonight. They unfortunately didn't bring my overhang like last night. That was so nice. Don't have one, so out in the open, got a little time in the sauna tonight. And so here we go with Rice bringing up their first batter of the game. And it's going to be Newt DeHerna to lead things off. And first pitch is going to be swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. And we're officially underway. And next pitch, swung on and missed. And that is 0-2. Now at this level, they do have each team is going to be pitched to by one of their own coaches. And you have the coaches are not allowed to interfere with any of the balls in play. And just got to let the fielders have it. Next pitch is a ball, 1-2. And as we said before, each inning it's 5 runs or 3 outs, whichever comes first. And Tahirna sends this one a ground ball foul at the third base side. Davis over there to knock it down. And that'll hold the count at 1-2. And also, each player is allowed five pitches. Like for this instance with Tahirna, this will be his fifth pitch. So he has to either get a hit or get an out. This is inning number one here with Washington County Green taking on Rice. And Tahirna swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one. That surprises out of the coaches that we've seen pitching so far. This is the first lefty. And this will bring up Brax Navarro. And Navarro, his first pitch, he fouls that one away. And it's 0-1. And they play regulation six at this level. And this one is a slow roller. Back to the pitcher. Branham up with it. Throws to first and gets the out. Nice play. Branham making the play there to Ridge Russell. And that's two down now. And Elijah Middleton, the next batter, he swings and sends that one into right field. And he's going to get extra bases out of that. He's going to end up at second with a double. And now that'll bring up Stetson Staff, the next batter. We're on the top of the first. And a pitch. Staff will take for a ball. So one on, two outs here in the first. And this one is a fly ball out to right. And it's going to be caught. That's Dora Williams with a catch out there in right center. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the first. Washington County coming into bat, no score here. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
And Dreyer pops this one. The pitcher runs over and makes the grab. One pitch, one out. And that'll bring up Lincoln Branham, son of Kyle Branham, who is the coach of the team. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Washington County Green and Rice. This is the seven-year-old district-only tournament. And Branham sends this one foul. Nice play by Coach. And that'll make it 0-2. Next pitch. And Branham sends this one down the third baseline. Third baseman bottles it. And Branham is going to be safe at first. Oh, and then he overran the bag, and he got tagged out by the first baseman. A little indecision there. Was trying to see about getting down to second, and just that little bit, and the third baseman made the tag. So that's two quick outs here. And that's one of those that's kind of an umpire's discretionary call there. Ground ball back to the pitcher, and they will throw to first, and he beat it out. That was Windham. And so infield hit for Windham, and that gets a runner aboard here with two outs. It brings up Ridge Russell to the plate. Russell, left-hand batter, pops this one back into the screen. And it's 0-1. Next pitch to Russell. Fouls that one away. Next pitch, Russell swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. Now we're tied the sides. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. We've got one inning in the books and no score. Back at with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And as we come back here to start the second inning, and James Salinas swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. No score yet here between Washington County Green and Rice here at the 7-year-old tournament in Sealy. Pitch is fouled away. Now tomorrow night we'll be with the Washington County 7-year-old softball team as they go for their tournament championship. They're going to be taking on either Sealy or Columbus, whoever wins that game tonight. And that'll be a 6 o'clock start time, 5:45 pregame here on KWHI. And Selena smacks this one. That's going to drop into the center field for a base hit. And a leadoff single for Salinas. And Washington County getting back into the pitcher quickly. And next pitch is ground ball to first base. It went under the first baseman's glove, and Meesmer is going to be safe. And on the play, as the wind has kept right on running, he's going to end up at third base. And they're going to – he had tried to take off the second. And just a repeat, so in case anybody missed it, between first and second, second and short, and third and home, there are lines in about halfway. If a runner has gotten past that marker, they can go on to the next base. But if they haven't gotten past, they have to go back to the previous base. And that brings up Mauricio Reyes. He swings and misses the first pitch. It's 0-1, so he's got teammates at the corners and nobody out here in the top of the second. And lays off the pitch, and it's 1-1. The Washington County game is on the number one seed in the tournament after they won both of their pool play games. And Reyes swings and misses. And then they were off Saturday and split their two games yesterday, now trying to bounce back here today. Of course, also coming up later on tonight, they got a winner's bracket game with Weimer and Columbus. That'll be at 7:30. That immediately follows this game on this over here at the field two where we're at right now. And we would actually, if we win this one, we'd have to go back across the yard to field one in between games. And Reyes swings and misses. He's down on strikes. That's one away. And I'm going to have to see about getting some help on that if we do have to move down there. As coming up next will be Thomas Schmidt. And he will swing and miss the first pitch. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming, and that's fouled away. No balls, two strikes. And this one ground ball past the pitcher and over to second. They're going to go get the force play, but coming in to score is Salinas for the first run of the ball game to make it 1-0 Rice. So it'll be a fielder's choice that allows Schmidt to reach. Meesmer's erased from 4-6. It's two down. So Washington County does give up the run, but they do get an out on the play. And Jalen Rocha, the batter.
Come on, boys, y'all got this.
Let's go, guys, get ready.
And next pitch, swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. Getting down now towards the bottom of the Rice batting order. Rice is taking the early 1-0 lead here over Washington County Green. Pitch is down low for a ball. And it's 1-2.
All right, here it comes, Green. Get ready.
Are you ready? Hands up. Yeah, he sends that one foul off the pole.
All right, guys, he's swinging. Get ready.
Come on, boys.
And this one's going to be popped and foul back into the screen. And since it's a foul ball, even though it is the fifth pitch, he gets to keep batting. Otherwise, and we just learned this in their earlier games, if you don't swing, you're definitely out. But as long as you can foul it off, you can keep going. And that's another foul ball over toward the Washington County dugout. Washington County Green, the home team tonight, they're in the third base dugout, and Rice is the visiting team, so they're in the first base dugout. And Rocha swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there was one run on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. Rice leading Washington County Green, 1-0, back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season. Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
And on we go here to the bottom half of the second inning. And for Washington County, it's going to be Kaysen Davis, Merlin Dupree, and Jax Keeker. And Davis steps in and pitches inside. Nothing like almost getting punked by your own coach. And a 1-0 count. Next pitch. And that's a ground ball to first base. And first baseman's going to run to the bag and get the out there. That's Middleton over there at first. And it's three unassisted. That'll bring up Merlin Dupree. Dupree getting the start in right field tonight. And he sends this one over in the hole at short. And throw to first, and he's going to be safe if the throw gets away. Yeah, we'll give him an infield hit on that, because the way that was hitting the hole there, I think he'd have had that beat anyway. So infield hit there for Dupree, and that'll bring up Jax Keeker. And it looks like we're going to do a pinch runner here. Yeah, I thought we were going to get a substitute, but apparently not. Yeah, apparently the rule, it's only for catchers and only with two outs. So with Jax Keeker batting, Jax is the catcher. So, and he pops this one up. Pitcher calling for it, and that's two away. Nice play there by Stetson Staff, the pitcher. And that'll bring up Noah O'Brien now. And it's a two outs to Dupree at first. Washington County trailing 1-0, and O'Brien sends one a foul ball up the third baseline. And it's 0-1. And O'Brien swings and misses, and it's 0-2. And O'Brien swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that's three down. And so we played through two. Washington County trailing Rice 1-0. We move on to the third inning. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And we come back to the top of the third inning. And Jack Doda swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Doug Brown with you here on this Monday evening here as part of our continuing Washington County Little League All-Star coverage. Next pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Dota sends this one foul up the third base side. And this one a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes here. And he sends his one to ground ball to third. Davis up with it. And he's going to get it back to the pitcher. It's an infield hit for Dodo. And that gets a base runner aboard. And change for Washington County is Merla Dupree is now doing the catching. Yeah, can't really quite have to see if I can catch a jersey number as to who's in right field now. And Sean Pena bats, and he swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And next pitch coming, and Pena lays off of that one. Yeah, Pena swings and misses, and it is 1-2.
Come on, Big Green, go boys, look
up. After Pena, they go back to the top of the Rice batting order with Taherna and Navarro. And Pena swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that's out. Or did he say he tipped it? He said he did tip it. So he gets to stay in there and face another pitch. And swings and misses. Now he's out on strikes. And so that's out number one, and that'll bring Newt Taherna back to the batter's box. Taherna struck out his first time up back to lead off the game. So one out, one on. And pitch to him. Taherna fouls that one away. And an 0-1 count. And Taherna smacks this one. That'll be in the left field for a base hit. And that'll put two aboard here for the Rice All-Stars. And they overthrew the pitcher, and so the runners are going to move up. And so Dota goes to third, Taherna to second. And there's still only one out in the inning as it brings up Brax Navarro.
Go, Brax,
keep it going. Let's go, Brax. And Navarro swings and misses, and it's 0-1. And foul tip, and it's 0-2. one foul up the first base side, and they have a holding count at 1-2 on Navarro. Two on, one out here in the third. Rice trying to build on their 1-0 lead on Washington County Green. And foul that one away. That's five pitches now for Navarro. Or this will be the fifth pitch for Navarro. And this one's a ground ball to first base. And Russell will run to the bag. And it's two away, but the run's Dota scores. And now coming around is DeHerna. They both score to make it now 3-0. Or no, they did send him back to third. So never mind, that's only one run in there. So it's 2-0 now. DeHerna moves to third, and that'll bring up Elijah Middleton. Middleton doubled his first time up. And a pitch to him. He takes for a ball. So it's 2-0 Rice over Washington County Green here in the third inning. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Chased one upstairs, and it's 1-1.
Wait, get ready.
And next pitch, and that's back up the middle, a base hit. Coming in to score is DeHerna to make it 3-0. And that's going to scoot all the way out towards the fence, and Middleton is going to make it all. Oh, they're going to, he didn't quite get to the line, so there's going to be another double and an RBI. So that will make it now 3-0, Rice. But it's two down in the inning now, so Washington County can just get one more out here. They can get the chance to go to get the bats to go to work in the bottom half of this inning. And the pitch to Staff. This is Stetson Staff batting. He flew out to right field his first time up.
All right, Green, get ready.
And this one is a pop-up out into the outfield, and Williams dove for it, couldn't come up with it, drops in. And coming in to score is Middleton, and got away from the pitcher, Branham. And so Staff is going to end up all the way at third base. And so that now makes it 4-0 for the Rice All-Stars. And that'll bring up James Salinas next.
It's a big one, James. Keep it going.
Yeah, this one foul back into the screen. Yeah, pitch foul away. It's 0-2. And this one is a ground ball back to the pitcher. Branham up with it. Now he dropped the ball, and Staff will score. And ending up at second base is Salinas. And that makes it 5-0 now. And time is called, and Coach Kyle Branham going to bring the team out and are going to come out and try to settle everybody down. Of Mismert batting. So got runner at second, two down. And pitch is bounced up there, a ball. And 1-0. And So for Rice, they only need one. They can only get one more run in this inning. Washoe County just looking for an out. Pop up, and Dupree tried to get there, and it's foul. Just out of his reach.
Come on, boys. Keep your hands up.
Let's go, guys. Get ready.
Next pitch. Taking four balls, one and one. Runner at second, two down here in the third. Four runs have come across as Rice has increased their lead. And this one, foul. I'll make it two and two. As we said, the winner of this moves on to play either Belleville or Sealy in the next game. The loser is going to go home for the rest of the summer. Pitch is fouled away.
Come on, Big Green.
And Nismer swings and misses. He's down on. Oh, he says foul tip. And so the inning will continue. And so Nismer ready in the next pitch. Fouled away again, and that will hold the count at two and two. Washington County Green Team just trying to settle down there and get this last out. Don't let the lead get any higher. And that one over second with a boots the ball. And it's going to be runners at the corners. And that'll bring up Mauricio Reyes.
Hey, Mauricio, level three, Mauricio.
And Reyes sends this one down the line. Foul over into the corner. And it's an 0-1 count. And that one, ground ball to first, knocked down by Russell. It will step on the bag, and that'll rip out of the side. In the inning, though, Rice does come up with four runs on five hits. There were four errors committed, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third, Rice leading Washington County Green, 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Being part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
As we come back to the bottom half of the third inning, it'll be the bottom three for the Washington County batting order. Doyle Williams, Emery Supenthong, and Henry Davis to bat. Washington County got a mountain to climb here, trailing five. Well, not, let's say a big hill, down 5-0 here. As waiting on the catcher to get back out here and ready to go with the inning here as Williams steps in. Washington County needs some base runners here. And the first pitch, ticking for a ball. And time is called. Looks like catcher's got a shin guard, came loose, just needs to reattach. And so here we go, the 1-0 pitch to Williams. And takes it inside for a ball. It's 2-0. And swung on and missed. And it's 2-1. And Williams swings and misses 2-2. Took a big rip and came up empty. And 2-2. And Williams swings and misses, and he's down on strikes for out number one. And that's going to bring him Emery Supenthong. And bounced up there, ball, it's 1-0. And swung out of missed, and it's 0-2. Thong waiting, next pitch, and he's going to send that one back to the pitcher and throw to first, and they get the out. That's two away now. Tell you what, for being a team of seven-year-olds, this Rice team so far through the first three innings, they have played some pretty good defense here. You got to give credit where credit is due, and that'll bring out Henry Davis. And Davis swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And he pops this one. That'll be foul over towards the first base dugout. And bounced up there a ball, and it's 1-2. And swings and misses, and Davis down on strikes. That'll retire the side. So a three up and three down inning for Washington County. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we move on to the fourth inning. Rice leading 5-0. And back with inning number four after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank.
They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And back we go. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And that one is going to be down the line, a base hit for Jalen Rocha. And the throw comes in, it's offline, and he's just going to keep right on running and end up at third. And so Rocha, it was a single and then an error. And prior to him, while we were in the break, Thomas Schmidt batted on the first pitch, grounded out the second. So it's one on, one out for Rice. Rice leading here in the fourth inning, 5-0, looking to build on their lead. And this one is a pop-up, and that's going to be dropped by the shortstop. And so we're going to have runners at the corners for Sean Pena.
Hey, come on, Sean. Hey, Sean, big hit, Sean. Let's go.
And Pena fouls that one back into the screen. And it's 0-1. And next pitch taken for a ball.
Now keep y'all's hands up, boys.
One ball, one strike. Next pitch, Pena fouls that one away. Yeah, after Pena, then we go back to the top of the Rice batting order with Tijerina.
Always pay attention.
Ready, Green?
And this one is a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes on Pena. Yeah, Rocha at third, Dota at first. One out in the inning. And Pena swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number two. And so that'll bring up Newt Tijerina, the batter. Tijerina struck out his first time out, and then last time up, singled and scored a run. And a pitch to turn, and that is going to be sent into left field for left center for a base hit. That will score a run.
There we go.
And it's an RBI single for Tijerina. He's now 2-for-3 in the game. And scoring is Rocha to make it now 6-0 in favor of the Rice All-Stars. Dota at second. Tijerina on the first. That brings up Brax Navarro. And pitch to Navarro, and that's going to be grounded over to first, and that's going to off the glove and into right field, and coming in to score is going to be Dota. And it's going to be runners at the corners. And we're going to give him a hit on that because the first baseman, Russell, had to go way far out of his normal position and still just barely got it off the tips of his glove. And so you got runners at the corners now for Middleton, as it's now 7-0. And next pitch is a ball to Elijah Middleton. And Middleton sends that one out into left center. That's going to drop in for a hit. Tijerina scores. And it's going to be runners first and second. And brings up Stetson Staff. It's 8-0 in favor of Rice.
Big hit, Stetson.
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And if Rice gets two more, that would put the run rule into effect for the bottom half of the inning. Because I believe if it's still correct, it's unless they've changed it, it's 10 after 4. And that one back up the middle. That is going to scoot on through. And on his way home is Navarro, and he will score to make it 9-0. And an RBI double there for Stapp. And James Salinas, the batter. And Salinas fouls that one back. And Salinas smacks it one in to left field, base hit. And that will be... That will make it 10 to nothing. Rice with the lead. And so now we go to, that'll, with the 5-run limit there, that'll send us to the bottom of the fourth. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And back we go here. First pitch to Will Dreyer, and he sends that one foul up the third base side. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and it is Rice leading Washington County Green 10 to nothing.
I'll fix the outs.
Yeah. Next pitch is over to short. Throw to first, and they got him. Nice play there by the shortstop for Rice. That is, let's see, that's Newt Taherna. And now they'll bring up Lincoln Brannon. Brannon singled his first time up. And pitch to Branham, and he smacks that one in the left field, base hit. And it gets by the outfielders, and Branham on his way to second. And he is going to be in there with a stand-up double. Hopefully that'll be a little shot in the arm here for Washington County. As it brings up Reed Windham.
Watch it hit the bat. Watch it hit the bat, bud.
Yeah. And pitch coming to Windham, and he pops this one foul. And that'll be an 0-1 count. We got runner at second, one down here in the bottom of the fourth. And so Windham ready. Next pitch. And he sends that one. That is going to get into left field. That's going to scoot down in the corner. And Branham's going to come all the way around, and he will make it in there. And that'll make it 10-1. Washington County finally gets on the board. Back-to-back doubles from Branham and Windham. And so now that'll bring up Ridge Russell. And pitch to Russell. Ground ball was short. Knocked down by Tahirna. They don't have a play, so they're going to just get it back to the pitcher. And it'll be runners at the corners. Russell with an infield hit there. And now Kaysen Davis with runners at the corners. Washington County showing some life here in the fourth. And Davis fouls that one away. Next pitch, fouled away. And it's 0-2. And he sends this one foul up the right field side this time. And that's going to kick over into the corner. That'll hold the count at 0-2 on Davis. And next pitch, ground ball knocked down by the pitcher. And no play anywhere, so he's just going to run back to the circle. Input up for Davis, and that's going to get Windham home to make it now a 10-2 ball game. And still only one out here with Merlin Dupree batting for Washington County. And swings and misses 0-1. Next pitch, and Dupree, ground ball to third, and Rice can't get a hold of the ball, and they're just going to get it back to the pitcher, and the run will score. And so now it's 10-3, Washington County fighting back here as Jack Skeeker bats. And bounced up there a ball. And bounce up their ball, 2-0 on Keeker. So Washington County, the hitters 2 through 6 getting the job done here, getting them back into the game. And pitch inside for a ball. 3-0 now. But there's no walks allowed, so he's got to swing here from here on out. Yeah, swings and misses. And this will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat. He's either got to hit or get a hit or get out. And swings and misses, and he's down on strikes for out number 2. And so it'll bring Noah O'Brien to the plate. And O'Brien pops this one that is going to be foul. Middleton gave chase but just couldn't quite get there in time. And an 0-1 count.
Come on, Noah, you got this, buddy.
And O'Brien swings and misses, and it's 0-2. We're coming to you tonight from the Jimmy Blue Schrader Field in Sealy, part of the 7-year-old All-Star Tournament. Baseball tonight. We got softball tomorrow night. And O'Brien swings and misses down on strikes, but a big inning for Washington County as they get 3 runs on the board on 4 hits. There was 1 error and 2 left on, or no, yeah, 2 left on. And so we move on to the 5th inning, and it is Rice 10, Washington County Green 3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season. Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All right, as we return here, we're going to the top of the fifth inning, and it is going to be, Rice with a 10-3 lead, and it'll be Joseph Miesmer, Mauricio Reyes, and Thomas Schmidt. And waiting here, I think, need a catcher here for Washington County. I guess he's in the dugout getting the gear on. And so now Henry Davis taking over the catching duties here in the fifth inning. And pitches up there a ball. It's 1-0. And this one foul back in the screen. It's 1-1. Miesmer's been on base both times. Both times reaching on errors. And this one is a pop-up, and Russell will get it, and dropped it, and so Miesmer will get aboard again. And that'll bring up Mauricio Reyes. And Reyes 0-2 in the game. First pitch to him, swung on and missed. He struck out his first time up and then grounded out to first base his last time up. And Reyes swung on and missed. And it's 0-2. And this one, a line drive off the glove of the third baseman. And that, for Washington County, that is, that's Kaysen Davis now over there playing third.
Go Big Green!
And so now it brings up Thomas Schmidt. So you got two on, nobody out here in the fifth inning. And this one is a ground ball picked up by the first baseman. They'll run to the bag and get the out. Nice play there by Ridge Russell. And they get it back to Branham in the circle to keep the runner from advancing. So Miesmer's over to third now and Reyes to second with one out. And that'll bring up Jalen Rocha. Rocha swings and misses 0-1. Rocha struck out his first time up. Second time up, singled and scored a run.
Go Green, get ready.
Washington County got Green trying to hold Rice here this inning and then try to use the bats to get back into it in the bottom half. Pitch swung on and missed. Trailing here 10-3. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. And in case you're just joining us, the winner of this is their night's not over yet. The winner gets to play either Belleville or Sealy at 7:30. And Rocha swung out and missed, and he's two away. And that'll bring up Jack Dota. Dota's been on base both times with a hit and error and also scored two of their runs. Runners second and third, two down now. And this one popped foul over to the right side. And it's a 0-1 count. Swung out and missed, and it's quickly 0-2 on Dota. Dota can reach here. Sean Pena would be due up next.
Come on, boys. Pay attention now.
And pitch to Dota, and that is foul down the line. Put a good charge on that one. Just turned on a little too much. And he sends it one over to short. And throw to first. And they got him. That'll retire the side. Nice play there at shortstop by Will Dreyer. And so, in the inning, no runs, no hits, two errors, and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 10-3 Rice. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Are you ready to build that new barnominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
Emery Sufenthong and Henry Davis to bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The 9, 10, and 11 batters, and then if we can get one of those guys on, then we can go back to the top of the order with Dreyer and Branham. Yeah, first pitch to Williams. He takes it for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch, and Williams smacks that one down the line. Third baseman knocks it down, but he's not going to have a play at first. Oh, he overthrew first, and Williams going to take off for second. Third baseman there would have been better off just probably throwing it back to the pitcher. And so now it brings up Emery Sufenthong. And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one swung out and missed. 1-1. And it swings and misses 1-2. And swings and misses. And Sufathon down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Henry Davis. And pitch is bounced up there, a ball, 1-0. And Davis swings and misses. And pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 now on Davis, with Will Dreyer waiting on deck for the Washington County All-Stars. Williams at second. And Davis swings and misses, and he's down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Will Dreyer now. Dreyer 0-2 in the game, looking for his first hit. And Dreyer, ground ball, and got passed in to left field for a base hit. And they get the ball into the pitcher. And coming in to score is Williams to make it 10-4 now. RBI single for Dreyer. And now Lincoln Branham, the batter. Branham's been on base both times with a hit and a single and a double. He's also scored a run. And pitch to Branham, and he smacks that one into left field. He's going to get by. And they get it into third. And now back to the pitcher. So it's going to be runners at second and third and two down for Reed Windham. Windham's 2-for-2 in the game as well, with a single and an RBI double. And he's also scored a run. And ground ball over to first. First pitch, Milliman runs to the bag. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, one run, two hits, two errors, and two left on. And that is the ball game. Final score, Rice wins it 10-4. So that will bring the season to an end for the Washington County Green Team, as they only, because of the five run limit, if they'd have gone one more inning, the most Washington County you get would be 9. And so that was, and so that will do it here for the Washington County Green Team, as their season comes to an end. In the meantime, we're going to do the post game show. First, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service.
A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
All right, as we come back here to Jimmy Blue Schrader Field, welcome you to our Washington County Little League postgame show. And our final score tonight, it was Rice All-Stars defeating Washington County Green. 10-4, the final score there. There was a little bit of confusion as to why they had to stop, but with the rules at this level, it's only five runs allowed, and had they gone to a sixth inning, even if Washington County would have got another at bat, the most they could have, with them having four runs, the most they could have gotten in that last inning would be five, which would have been nine. So it still wouldn't have been enough. So it's essentially a run rule victory here for Rice without actually being a run, like a 10-run rule. So season comes to an end. They had a good run here at the tournament. Just ran into some really good teams here, but Washington County finishes. Let's see, was that three and two here at the tournament, and they're young, they'll learn, and hopefully get better, and we'll see them again next year, so the season coming to an end. And we wish the kids always the best of luck and go home now and enjoy the rest of the summer. Meanwhile, we still got more to come here on the post game, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me,
979-830-3914. All right, as we return here with more of the post game, and just got a score in from the other field. It was Belleville beating Sealy 18-8. So that means over on field one now, it's going to be Belleville and Rice. And then over here on field two, let's see, Belleville and Rice, that's an elimination game. Over here on field two, it's a winner's bracket game between Weimar and Columbus. And whoever wins this game between Weimar and Columbus will get an automatic berth in the tournament championship, which will be played back here tomorrow night at 7:30. And whoever wins between Rice and Belleville would first play the loser of this game and then would have to beat the winner of this next game twice in order to advance. And meanwhile, I got an update on the girls as well, and it was Columbus over Sealy 15-5 tonight. So tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, it'll be Washington County and Columbus for the softball championship. And we'll have that one for you, 5:45 pregame here on KWHI, 6 o'clock first pitch. Now, should Columbus beat Washington County, then they would have to have another game where it'd be winner take all. And that one would get underway at 7:30. And if Washington County has to play two, we'll be there for two. If they just have to play one, we'll be there for the one. As we come back, we're going to take another break and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
And we return here to Sealy for the, we're wrapping up our 7-year-old tournament coverage as the Washington County Green Team falls to Rice tonight. 10-4. Washington County actually got it started off on a good note Friday as they defeated Columbus 11-3. Then on Saturday, they beat Weimar. That was in pool play. Those two games of pool play beat Weimar 14-3 in order to get the number one seed. But then on Sunday, struggled a little bit against Belleville, but got the win 7-5. And then narrowly lost to Columbus 12-11. And then now losing to Rice 10-4. So the season ends with a 3-2. If you count pool play and bracket play, 3-2 for Washington County. Washington County White also played in this tournament, and they unfortunately lost Sunday and were eliminated. So now we turn to our attention to the girls, and we'll have that one for you, as we said, tomorrow night. Meanwhile, we continue with the postgame, but first let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsor.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here, let's take a look at the final stats here. And for Washington County Green, it was Will Dreyer. He was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Kyle Branham was 3-for-3, had 2 singles, a double, and scored a run. Reed Windham was 2-for-3, a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Ridge Russell, 1-for-2, with a single and a run scored. Kaysen Davis, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Merlin Dupree, 1-for-2 with a single. And Doyle Williams, 1-for-2 as well with a single and a run scored. And that was Al Washington County. They fell behind early and just fought back, but just were not able to catch up after Rice jumped out to that early lead. And so your final score ended up being, once again, Rice 10, Washington County Green 4. And that's it for the season for Washington County Green. Meanwhile, we're going to take one final break and come back and wrap it up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsor.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste, and it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie, or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drayen at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right. right. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. And want to thank Grayson back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors that make our Little League broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying goodnight, everybody.